Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on to your next topic, we just want to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free. Plus, there are creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership, and it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor FM to get started.
We're back once again, and it's also my 3-year anniversary, and we have a special guest to here celebrate everything that's going on. Bowl Breakdown is next.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
You hear that theme. You know what time it is. The updated theme to the Bold and Beautiful. Hi, this is the Bold and Beautiful After Show, the Bold Breakdown here on AfterBuzz TV. I'm your host, James Lott Jr. And of course, we're back for you guys again. Second time this month that Tammy and I have come back for you guys.
Yay!
We love being here. We love talking about the show. We love talking about it. And we brought you a special guest this weekend because, you know, also it's President's Day weekend, so I'm wearing my Hamilton President's Day shirt. Also, Black Panther did really big. And I'm going to tie that into fashion because this show is all about fashion. And I said we brought you a guest who was on before. It's been a while since he's been here. So make sure you guys grab your drinks, as we always do here, and join us. My co-host of this show, she's just so lovely. You guys loved her. You loved her from her first appearance, Miss Tammy Gouveia.
Hello. Hi.
They loved you. And of course, okay, he was on here before. Of course, he plays Carter Walton on Bold and the Beautiful. And there was an interesting storyline point that happened not too long ago that you guys were all talking about. We're going to talk about that also while he's here. Of course, some of you guys know him as Remy Boudreaux from Guiding Light. I also did a show called Wedlocked with Christmas Carla Mosley. We love her. Mm-hmm. He's been on the show for 5 years now.
I know, right?
Wow. It's Lauren St. Victor, you guys.
Thanks for having me. Congratulations, man.
Thank you.
3 years.
Thank you. Yes, it's my 3-year anniversary, you guys. And I created this show over a year and a half ago. About almost 2 years ago. So, yeah, it's kind of crazy.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you. Well, you never know where life's going to take you. I kind of fell into this show because the days are our lives. And 3 years later, I'm here doing all kinds of stuff. So, yes. You know, it's a blessing. And I love this business. And I love you guys. You guys are in the chat room. I love you guys. Are so supportive. And this soap community is a small community, but we're mighty. And people are there for you when there's bad times and good times. And they love their soaps.
Yeah.
And Bold and the Beautiful, of course, is an international soap. So you have the whole world looking
That's
at you guys.
That's what's so magical. That's what I love about the movie. It's the international flavor of it.
Yeah. Definitely. And those sweeping shots of Los Angeles. As I'm sitting in traffic watching sweeping shots of Los Angeles, I'm like...
Oh. It all makes it so romantic.
They never show the 405.
No, they don't. No, you know they don't. Mm-hmm. They're probably like, here's just the 110 over here, the 101. Yeah,
they show the freeways, but there's 4 or 5 cars on it.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, where is this? What time of day is this?
Man. Like, this is Los Angeles. But anyway, but thank you, everybody. I want to thank Kevin Undergaro and Maria Menounos, who own this building and everything that goes on here. They support my career, and they're so great. And, of course, they're newlyweds. Got married on Steve Harvey's New Year's show.
Yep.
Oh, wow.
They did. They got married on there, yes, on New Year's. So they're my buddies. Love you guys. So thank you, everybody, for that. Now, one of the things I want to ask you is that recently, there was a storyline all of a sudden was like, yeah, take a drink.
Don't take a drink. Take a drink.
Carter still likes Maya. Yeah. So how did you? So just first of all, you've been on the show for a while, and she's been so entrenched with Rick. How did you feel when you start reading those scripts?
I think I felt like how everyone else felt when they watched it. I was like, what? Whoa, okay. But I guess for me, I've always felt that Carter was still in love with Maya.
I never felt like that was done.
It was never done.
Yeah.
When I first came on the show, when I was with Liam and Steffi, when they were like, would you marry us and stuff? And I was like, I would love to marry you guys and officiate your wedding. I can do that. I'm not into marriage. That's not my thing. I don't want to be married. So Carter said that all throughout in the beginning.
Oh, yeah.
And then he meets Maya, and he meets her at her worst. And he falls in love with her strength.
Hmm.
And then he decides, this is the kind of woman I could marry. And he proposes to her. So I think then, you know, everything fell apart. She tried to get with Rick, and then all that other stuff happened. But it's like, this was the woman he was like, I never thought I'd want to marry anybody, but I met you. And that doesn't go away, you know? It doesn't go away. And for him, I think he's been trying to push it away. But seeing her now, not like, because there was a Gold Digger Maya season.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Sure. Yes, there Gold Digger Maya. There sure was.
And that was fun.
It was fun.
It was great.
Yes.
But I think seeing her now as a mother, that strength is a...
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Same type of strength he fell in love with when she first came on the show looking for her baby and powering through all that stuff. That's the Maya he fell in love with. So I think it's like, it's still there. And he didn't want to say anything. She was like, what's going on, Cardi? He's like, nothing. Don't worry about it. But then, you know.
Well, it's funny because people are already mentioning it here. They were saying how you marry everybody, first of all.
Yeah.
You're so good at it.
They're all, Miss Bubbles was all like, all the marriages that BB end up being invalid in some way or another. Like, what's going on?
Wait.
But some have lasted. Tell which ones last. The ones last so far.
We have Zendaya.
Yes, and Nicole are still married.
And I know it hasn't been that long, but Ridge and Brooke are still. Hey, a win is a win.
It sure is.
And Brooke. I technically legalized Quinn and Eric's marriage.
Yes, you did. Yes, you did.
So
they're still married.
There's some
that are still, you know, hanging in there.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
yes,
a lot of L's, though.
Yeah, I
a lot of L's.
Miss Bubbles, you're right. Okay. No, but it's just on high trail. That's why you when you were on Guiding Light. And thanks for being on the show. They're saying in here.
Oh, thank you guys.
But no, I just thought it was really funny because you also had a scene after the wedding reception. You're like, I wish that maybe I wasn't always the one, you know, officiating these weddings. So you made like a statement, and yeah. Maya was standing there, just like, okay, she's like, you'll find the right one one day. She said
exactly
to you, in her sweet voice.
But here's the thing, right? Here's the thing. This is my point of view. This is Lawrence. This isn't like,
yeah,
I'm not
us.
Speaking for Brad Bell
or
nobody
That's
else.
That's right. This is his opinion.
If I come on to you and you don't tell your husband and you don't run away, there's a chance.
I agree. I totally agree.
There's a chance.
Yeah.
And mm-hmm. Carter knows Maya. And I think that if he didn't think there was like at least a 99.9% chance, like, he wouldn't have went for it. But he knows that there's still a connection there. Was he wrong for doing it? This is Bowls and the Beautiful.
Right, exactly.
That's what I mean.
Well, exactly, of course. And how do you feel about that? How do you feel about that?
It's not over.
Yeah.
I strongly, strongly believe it's not over. Yeah. And I kind of root for you guys. I do. Yeah. Because there is a chemistry between you guys. Mm. Like you said, the history.
Yeah.
I love the history. I love that story that you guys went through. It was powerful stuff.
Okay, we're going to show. Now, thank you, Tammy, for doing that. We're going to lead into a clip that we're going to show. Show this.
Oh, man.
I don't understand.
Can you hear me with an open mind? I never identified as a boy. My first clues were that I like pretty dresses and mama's heels. She said it was a phase I would outgrow, and my dad pretended it wasn't happening. He wanted a boy, and by God, he got one. Except I could never be that. I was different, but I didn't know what made me different. And one day I was visiting a little girl, Valerie, down the street. And she brought out her dolls and asked if I wanted to play. And I don't know if it was her innocence or what, but she saw me. She accepted me. And for the first time, I could be me without being ashamed or trying to hide. And eventually, I realized that in my heart, in the core of my being, I am a woman. And I needed my outside to reflect that.
Surgery?
Plural.
L.A.?
When I was with Jesse.
You know?
He saw me through it.
says you had a daughter.
It was Jesse's biological daughter, but I was her mother in every sense of the word.
You kept this from me the whole time.
We were sleeping together! It didn't occur to you that you should have told me that!
Talk about that. I probably can't hear it. I can't hear it again. That scene is so. I can't hear it again.
We're like all.
That's one of my favorite scenes of yours. Huh? That's one of my favorite scenes of yours on the show.
Thank you.
You and her, because I know your history outside of the show. Yeah. Your friends, you do stuff, probably you've done generosity. What do you mean, God, you like together? I just like that scene, just the way you were, your body language, how you were slumped over from the just hearing it. The weight was waiting on you.
Yeah.
And she's trying to explain to you why she's a woman. That's like, it's just, you guys did such, I mean, just amazing, amazing work.
I mean, well, it was such a strong support system with our producers and writers, but it was one of those moments where, for Carter, it's that thing of, did what we had, was any of it real? Because later on, she says, like, I'm like, you have to tell Rick. She's like, I will once he proposes. And I'm like, I proposed to you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like, was I nothing to you?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Am I just a joke to you? So it's like, it's that and everything. It's like, you're the one person I trusted the most. And I know we went through stuff, but dang.
Right.
And you know? This, yeah. You know, I have to, I watched the scene. I get all.
I know, me too. Man, I got to listen to me too.
Because the storyline in and of itself is so powerful.
Yes.
You know, it was so bold.
Yeah.
Literally bold to have this storyline. And it was so multi-tiered.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You know, when you talk about your discoveries, the secrets, I mean, just not just between the characters, but just the story in and of itself.
Yeah.
It's not black and white. You know, there's so much. There's so much to it. And it's real. Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
A real storyline and a powerful storyline.
Mm-hmm. Well, I interviewed Scott Turner Schofield, who played her best friend.
Yeah, man, Scott.
He's so good. Well, I became he came on the show. I became a fan of him instantly, just within 2 minutes of talking to him. Such a cool guy, and and his real life story, but just that whole storyline. He praised all you guys in the storyline.
He was a big help.
Yeah, I heard.
He was definitely there for any questions we would have, and just. Just to let us know, like, we're going in the right direction. Because we didn't want to offend anyone or belittle anyone's story. So he was a great
help. The respect
was
always there.
Yeah.
Yeah, but everybody's agreeing there with that. They're saying, just such a, what a great story. You had a right to be mad, they're saying. You had a right to be mad. And someone says, Carter should have gotten a bigger arc in the whole Maya reveal storyline. You were pretty much in there, though.
I mean, I was. I think it needed to shift to, what is Rick going to do?
Yes.
I think
he's the Forester.
It would have been great to see Carter and Miles deal with it longer, but at the end of the day, Rick's the guy, and he's the one who would shoot up an office. Like, we don't know what Rick's going to do.
Yes.
Yeah.
So it needed to go to Rick.
And kudos to Jacob Young. I love, he's a great actor. For me, I'd love to see a big storyline with you, Jacob Young, and Carter all together working out.
That'd be so fun.
He's a great head, trust me. He saved all my children. That's my whole story. He played J.R. Chandler. But no, he's a great actor, so I would love to see you guys.
Oh, man, we would love to. We would love to.
That's such a great storyline.
Get in the sandbox and play.
As I said, I didn't do that. But you and Carla, you have like this shorthand, don't you, at this point?
We do, but it's funny. It's funny because with Carter and Maya, they make us work.
Oh, really?
Because, you know, with like Remy and Christine and Guiding Light and stuff we work on, we have a nice kind of playful banter. Yeah. But with Maya and Carter, there's a different atmosphere around them.
Yeah.
You know, there's Maya is so different than anything else that I've seen Carla play and that we've done together.
Mm.
So they kind of make us work to find, like, how do these two, like, find each other, you know?
So crazy. So yeah. So you're down for a reunion of some sort. You know, tell the fans you're ready for. Yeah. Yes, you'd love to go that direction.
Oh yeah.
If they choose that direction.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know, someone said you should rock Brooke's world, but that's another story.
Brooke would rock my world.
Okay. Captain Kelly Lang. About that whole thing. Yeah, she's the queen of that show. Yes. But some people mentioned that in there, saying you too. That's so funny.
Oh, that'd be so much fun.
But I also want to mention too, because we talked this before the cameras came on, how, and this is Black History Month, so I was bringing up a little bit, that Bold and Beautiful is one of the few soaps that has a black family. Days of Our Lives has one.
Yeah.
Well, I guess Young and the Restless has a little bit of, and then Jonas with very little. But you guys have a full-on black family, but you have been around for a long time.
Yeah.
Like I said, 5 years, you guys.
5 years.
Five years. That's crazy. This year, it's 5 years. Does it feel like it went by really fast?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It doesn't feel like half a decade.
Right. As an actor, I mean, have a steady job. That's like...
Oh, it's beautiful. And it's also good to be with people who you love to play with.
Yeah.
You know, it's a really great group there, great family.
Everybody I've met there has been very good. As a question for you, do you keep in touch with former castmate Texas Battle?
Yeah, we just spoke last week, as a matter of fact. See? Yeah, right. Yeah. We call each other bro. You're like, what's going on, big bro? I'm like, what's up? No, yeah, we do talk.
Oh,
yeah.
See, we do. Mm-hmm. So how do you feel? I mean, because African-Americans do watch soaps.
Yeah.
There's a large population that watches soaps. How do you feel about your show's representation of kind of having you and our buddy Aaron D. Spears,
yeah,
plays Justin? You guys are the lawyers. You're always on. I mean, how's it feel?
I think it's great. I think in every form of media, you're watching it move forward, and it's getting to where we want it to be. But you have to watch it move forward, and to watch the Avants come in, and then me, you know, Carter and Justin and. The way Marcus came in and Daisy,
yeah.
You know,
Daisy, Daisy,
and Zenday. So it's like it's really cool to be part of a show that is helping to push it forward. You know,
and it's LA,
and looking forward to that not being progressive.
Yes,
right.
It's just normal
when the landscape is just normal.
Yeah. Yes, when all people come on, just have regular soap storylines, no matter what race they are.
Yeah.
I'm waiting for that day to happen. So you're not thinking, well, should they do that? Should they not do that? Well, no, it's a soap. It's Bold and Beautiful. Everybody sleeps together. Shouldn't matter if you're black, white, or Asian or whatever. Everybody sleeps on that show. They do musical chairs all the time. So let's throw Carter in there too. Why not? Sure, why not? You know what I mean? I feel like that show, you should be able to get to the point where anybody can play a certain character and that's it.
Yeah.
And that's how we get. And there was a scene, because we talked off camera also, someone else mentioned this in here too. We never see you and Justin together.
Man.
But that one scene we saw you together.
Me and Aaron get along so well. We never get... And it's crazy because, like, he's my brother's father. He's Marcus's father.
Oh, yeah. That's okay, right. You're right.
You know, when I first came on, I was just hoping that we'd have more stuff, but... I'm in Forrester Land and he's in Spencer Land, and we don't really mix too much.
Never the twain shall meet.
No, not too much.
That's so weird. But I saw you guys standing there, I'm thinking, these two black lawyers are standing there with their bosses at odds, with or started signing something.
Yeah, and our bosses / like best friends hate each other.
Yes.
Yeah. It'd be so much fun to like go down that road. But.
It would be. Name one thing about Torsten K that I've asked anybody who comes on here about Torsten K, because he's just such an enigma to me.
He is.
So what is one thing that for you found that just we'd be surprised? You could talk about, of course.
Oh, man. I mean, because you probably heard so many stories at this point.
Yes. But I wonder, is there anything that you can, that you just...
I don't know if this is going to be new. I'll give you two things.
Okay.
One thing is, he can like break an apple in half.
Okay, no one's told me that.
Like he can grab an apple and go...
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Does he have big hands? Strong hands?
See, I guess, yeah.
I gotta see that.
I know, me too. Yeah, like, do that.
Just crack it. And it's like, it's like the most manly.
Exactly. Well, you just told something that I've not heard that. Heard about his cars and stuff. I never heard about that.
And he's a very supportive artist.
Mm. I've heard that.
He is very into just laying out the story and telling it the best we can. Like, he's kind of that... team kind of wrangler kind of player, and he was like that day one when he first came in. So he's great.
Good. Now that I have heard in various ways, he's a very just very much. Rodelli wants to know what has been your favorite scene on the show.
Favorite scene,
or one of your favorites at least.
I mean, I think it was this episode.
That was a good episode.
I think it was this, just the responsibility that they allowed me to have and to be a part of that story. Yeah, I didn't have to be part of the story. It could have been just a quick little, Ma, you didn't tell me, and I could have just gone off.
Right.
But they allowed me to be part of it and deal with Nicole in it. So, I mean, I think this was my favorite. When I first came on, it was really fun when we did the fashion show.
I love those fashion shows together. Oh yeah,
me too.
It was fun. It was my first time, like just all the guys together. Yes. You don't really get that many scenes,
right? Yeah, all the guys, right?
Yeah,
well, that's a fun one. That's an early one. That's a fun one. So soaps, how good have they really, they've been to you and just in your acting career? Because now you've done two.
Oh my gosh, so good. And Brad let me write.
Yes, that's right. Hello.
I'm so glad you brought that up. Good. Because when I was going through your IMDb, it's like, he writes.
That's you let me did. Write that's some fantastic. Episodes.
Are you going to be doing more of that?
I want to. I know that we've talked about it, and I can't say yes
or
no.
Right.
But no, every time I'm in, he's like, come on up and let's just talk story. And not Carter's story. Let's talk story. Bold and the Beautiful. I love talking to him about it. So, they said, you and Carly, you want to do a web series? Here's Roommate. Go do it. And I'm like,
yeah, I remember that. We talked about that last time. I remember that.
Me and Carla were like, why are they letting us do
that? What's going on? What's going on?
Why do they think we know what we're doing? But no, they've been so awesome to us. And soaps in general, CBS has been so great.
For you, too. Yes, that's been good to you.
I can't complain, man.
Don't you think you were on Guy like what year? So what year that was?
2006 to 2009.
To the end. So you've been with CBS for basically a little over 12 years.
Dang, don't say that.
I'm like, wow. You look the same. You look the same. You're fine. You look the same. That's kind of cool, actually. But yeah, I forgot you did do some writing for the show.
Yeah, man. I got to write two episodes. I wrote a sample script first so they can see if I can cut it. And then I wrote two episodes. And it was so much fun because it's like I never get to be Liam, but when you write, you get to be Liam, you get to be Bill, you get to be Caroline and Ridge and everybody. Yes. It was like
play with the voices. Man,
and then since I'm on set with them, it's like, how would Scott say this? Like, oh, he would probably say it. And I got to cheat. I get to cheat a little bit.
Yeah. So do you watch the show then, kind of?
I do. I'm not current, but I'm always watching clips and stuff. But I do like to keep my
Well, we're gonna mention a couple storylines happened this week. And
I know what's going on this
week. Yeah, okay. So, but I want to mention Robin Givens is on the show.
Mm-hmm.
I love Robin Givens. Yeah. I'm sorry. I've always liked her. I do. And I'm like, so.
I do a double.
Me too. I was
is that Robin Givens?
Me too. I was like, Robin Givens on the show playing Steffi's OBGYS.
Boomerang, man. Boomerang.
Yeah, hello.
Yes. Come on.
Easily. But I've always liked her. I think she's very underrated as an actress.
Yeah.
Like people overshadow the whole Tyson stuff years ago. But she actually is a great actress. And she's on your show now.
Yeah, man. I haven't had a chance to meet her. I think we were there the same day. And I was in the morning or she was later. I didn't get a chance to meet her. I wanted to meet her. But no, it's exciting. Like she's fantastic.
Yeah.
She's
and so far, fantastic. She's good so far.
Oh, yeah.
So far.
Yeah. No, it's pretty good.
Well, the thing we're talking about now, and this is the only problem I have. I don't know.
Let's get into it. For 40 years.
Okay. And I didn't marry my... I just said the other show. I didn't marry my baby mamas, and my children and I are very close. So, I'm trying to... I guess my problem is everyone's trying to push them to be together because of the child.
Right.
And I kept thinking, well, no, you can still be close and raise a child together. I mean, I always wish they went the route of you work so hard to be together, and she kind of messed it up.
Right.
They're more like, Liam, you got to forgive her. You got to forgive her. I'm like, well, that's I understand where he's coming from.
I think with Liam, it's like he's been so forgiving. I think that's like you're the guy that forgives, and
if
Liam
he needs
is like
to get over that.
Yeah. I think everyone would agree, but I think his family, they're like Liam, like.
Yeah.
You are like the saving grace of everyone here.
Right, he's a good Spencer,
you
right?
You have to be the good one.
Right.
And do what's right. And like, it's rough. It's rough.
And I have to say, last week or the week before, the whole wedding, all that wedding stuff, I was so thankful for it because I needed a reprieve.
Needed a little breath.
I needed a breath. I needed to just disappear into Ridge and Brooke for a little while and just look at the pretty dresses. Yes. And, oh my God.
Yes.
Because now they're back.
Right.
And I get like,
it's rough.
I know.
Yes. She feels it. It's just one of those things where it's like when we saw Steffi and Bill together, it made us all just kind of shrivel up.
I see some like hashtags still though. Like people, there's some like
they want them together.
There's some still fans. There out
are.
There.
I mean, because in the beginning when she first came on, there was an attraction in there.
Right.
Well, it kind of. I think if she hadn't been with Liam and they got together, it would have been different. But it's the whole like. Liam and Bill have been through so much in the last year and a half.
Yeah.
The writers. I'm talking about the writers. Scott Clifton needs an Emmy just to get it because he got through the
year.
Oh my gosh, man.
He's been through so
much.
He's been through a lot.
Yeah.
He's been
through a lot. And it's so funny because this hotel room that he's in is so dark.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm thinking this reflects his internal life
absolutely.
To a T.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Completely.
But then, as an audience member, I'm like, bruh. But you kind of had like Hope and Steffi just dangling for like a while. So I'm like, I feel for you, but I don't feel for you. Right. But I feel for you.
Well, so I'll give points to Steffi and Hope had a real conversation. They got real for a minute. She was like, hey, you know, you were with him too. You were married to him too. Are you back here just to come in and like, you know, snap up my man? While and it was a very honest conversation.
And she says, if it wasn't for the baby.
Yeah.
Ooh. The answer is yes. Let's be clear.
Poor Wyatt, right?
Yeah, I know.
Wyatt's like.
And that storyline too. It's like, I liked Wyatt and Katie together.
It's so good. It's so good.
But I love Ingo Rademacher as Thorne, and I've seen chemistry there too.
I'm telling you.
Well, he has chemistry with like
a everybody. Like the tree. Like, Ingo Rademacher is the bomb. He's like, I think he worked with him. You have in those
scenes. Recently.
Yeah, he did recently. Yeah. I mean, he's just so good.
Much fun.
And I'm glad they mentioned about him losing his wife and his daughter.
Right.
But yeah, I heard he's a lot of fun.
I mean, he comes right in. He's, you know, we're all cracking jokes. And watching him and Torsten go back and forth is just awesome.
What's fun for us is, as viewers, I love it. I totally love it. I mean, it's very brotherly.
Oh, yeah.
But I like Whitey. I like Wyatt and Katie together. I like them together. And I'm hoping it's not the end. It can't be, right?
No, it can't be.
She's kissing Thorne and like kind of like surprising herself, like, oh, maybe. I mean, and Maya's all in there. Speaking of Maya, stirring the pot.
See, people forgot that Maya was the one stirring everyone, getting everyone's business.
She was.
I'm just here delivering some files in case you want to work from home.
She did say that.
Katie's like,
She's like, so you have a flu or a virus or something? She's like, okay, girl, no. Well, I'm paraphrasing, of course. But she was like, okay, girl, no, I just, it's my love life. It's like, Katie, that wasn't that hard for her to get down to you. It's like, you just kind of held up a little harder. But Maya's all in. She's all in it. She already talked to Thorne already about it, too.
She gets in the thick of it, man.
I did forget that she was like that.
She was definitely like that.
I love Carla because her voice is just lovely, hot.
It's melodic.
Yes. It is. Of course, she's a great singer, of course. But like, just like her voice, it's very melodic, just light, and just like, hi, I just see what's going on. And it's like, what you trying to get down in here?
Yes. And when she cuts you with it, it's like, did you just cut it? Because it was delightful.
Yeah, it was delightful. It's like, because Ingo Rademacher did, his character did look at her like, I'm like, really? You know what's going on? And then Katie was like, wait a minute, you know what's going on? And I'm kind of liking it. But yeah, I just think that this whole storyline is just the musical chairs that are happening. But back to Liam and Steffi, they don't have to be together. They're sick for the sake of the baby. They should come back together because they want to and they love each other and he's ready to forgive.
I think with Liam, though, it's growing up without his dad.
Yeah.
Just wanting to break that curse, break that father that's not there. I think he puts a lot of pressure on himself.
Yes, he does. You
know? But he can still be there as a father and not have to live under the same roof.
But
and
he's still in love with Steffi. Because he can't, no matter what, the switch doesn't turn off that easy. And there's a lot of pain, but it's like, he's still in love with her.
I don't know. There's that line.
There's a line.
You know, there's not many lines in life.
But don't sleep with my dad.
Is a line.
Okay. I was like, he kept saying it. He's like, but I keep seeing my dad. He's my father. And I think of you. I'm like, I get it.
Yeah.
I get it. I totally get it.
Yeah.
But I guess, I mean, you're saying it's kind of hard to watch it every day on the show. It's like, there's a few smatterings.
I'm glad Hope is in the picture.
Yes.
Because she brings another dynamic to that
I like
scenario.
The actress. I like the actress.
Oh, yeah. She's great.
Totally buy her as Hope. Because Kim Attula's killing it on L.A. to Vegas.
I love
Fox.
It.
I love her.
That show is so good. And she's good at that. But yeah, but I like this actress. She's really good.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe her as Hope. And she's good. And I believe that she is really trying to be there for Steffi and for Liam. It's a complicated past. It's complicated.
Yeah, and she had time to go away and grow up. And she dealt with the loss of her own baby. Right?
Yeah.
So that makes you grow up and see things a little differently.
But at the end of the day, Liam and Hope are more alike, and Bill and Steffi
are more alike.
That's that thing with Liam, though, right? It's like with Hope, it's like we're like it's easy,
right?
Mm-hmm. But Steffi's fire.
We all want fire.
What happened?
We all want fire.
We
don't
we? Didn't just get burned. It's like the inferno.
But we all want fire. Yeah. I mean, that's the sad part about us humans sometimes. We want to go for the bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We know it's not this. We shouldn't eat that. We shouldn't do that. We shouldn't go there. And what do? We eat that, we do that, and we go there. That's life. That's what we do. She's always at you. Like, she's all, come on, Lawrence.
I didn't do it.
You're like, it wasn't me. It wasn't me. I'm just saying, my children and I get along great, and I wasn't with their mamas. That's all I got to say. We got along great. But also, I was waiting for this whole Katie Wyatt Bill reveal. Mm-hmm. I feel cheated out of that, kind of. I want him to find out that they were together. It's like, get dosed with his own medicine, kind of.
Do you think he's going to at this point, now that they've gone in a different direction?
I don't know. Drink that tea, Lawrence. He can't tell us what we do or not. I don't know.
Do you want him to? You want him to find out?
I'm going to find out.
Yeah.
Actually, I don't mind him finding out now, even though they're not together at the moment. I don't mind him finding out now and being pissed about it, because it's just Bill. Dollar Bill will get pissed. Just because. Because he feels like he owns everything. So, I mean, I feel like he'd be pissed ego-wise. He'd be pissed.
Yeah. But I want him to find out.
I want him to find out. I want him to find out.
Yeah.
And see, because that whole Spencer clan, it's crazy.
I know.
There's some really cool stuff coming up.
Oh, my God. I love it. Oh, my God. I love it. Oh, my God. Oh, someone goes, hope she came back with a hot foreign boyfriend.
Giuseppe.
Giuseppe? wait, where was she? She was in London. Was she in London or France? Where was she?
Oh, where?
I think did she go to Italy first?
Yeah, but didn't she come back from London, I think? I don't know. Maybe Winchester. I think that movie is already out. I don't know, but she was with. But I like that. She's back.
Yeah,
because she has history with all these different people. But one person I do feel bad on this show. I always do this. I call it the bold bring back. You know, she's on the show. I feel bad for Ivy. Ashley Brewer is a great actress. She's so nice.
Like Ash is so dope.
It's like, come
she's
on,
so dope. She's a good person. I love Ash. Aww. She's one of my favorite people when I go.
Aww.
Yeah, we always talk and trash. have you ever seen us like in the background in a scene?
Oh, talking to each other.
We're cutting up.
I love knowing that.
We're cutting
up.
I call her Drunk Ivy. Because she's always, we have a lot of fun.
Hey, Ivy and Carter.
Listen, Kyvie, let's go.
Kyvie, I love it. I love it.
You heard it here, folks.
Heard here first. But I feel bad just because she is a Forrester also, yeah. And she has history with Liam and Wyatt. And they just kind of have her just around.
Yeah.
So I mean, but I do understand. I say all this stuff with love. I do understand it's a half hour soap.
Mm-hmm.
Then they have to rotate out. The cast isn't that large, but it's large enough. You have to kind of rotate.
You know, what's been going around a lot lately is the question: do you want B&B an hour long?
Right. I heard that. I say no.
That's interesting.
That's been a great question for a long time.
That's a great question. I feel like it works better.
They're all laughing at Drunk Ivy. they're all laughing. But yeah, you guys, what do you guys think? Should it be an hour long? I'm curious. If you guys are watching, tell me. Because, yeah, what do you mean?
Yeah, I don't know. It's weird because I've only known it as 30 minutes.
Right.
Or basically, I guess what, 22?
20 really, like.
Yeah. Yes, 20.
Honestly.
Yeah. It's more like 17.
It's 18.
It's easy to watch. It's very easy to watch.
18 minutes. Yes. 20 minutes overseas. 18 minutes. Here.
It's very easy to watch. Very easy to watch. Some people were saying stick to the half hour. Hi, Ann. You said hello, James. Hi, Ann. If I said your name or any. I say half hour still.
Yeah, I think. I mean, right now with even just media, like everything is shorter and quicker. And I think.
I think it's just that's the uniqueness of your show.
Mm-hmm.
That you do pack in a lot and a half hour.
We get a lot.
It's amazing.
Like, oh my God. Yeah.
You do. It's amazing. And also you've had episodes that were just so beautifully done in a half hour. Yeah. Like it's just like they stand up to any other soap that's an hour. They stand up to the
because we don't have to, like, you know, we don't have a lot of filler.
Right.
Because we kind of have to get to it. So I think that's the benefit of not having
but it's
to
done
do it
well because it's harder to do 30 minutes than an hour.
Yeah.
Everybody's saying half hour so far.
I think so.
So I can't watch an hour of Steffi crying about Liam. but everybody else is all Shady Sunday. But everybody is still completely saying they're saying half hour so far. I kind of like that it's a half hour, something different.
Yeah.
Just kind of keep it short. And like I said, keep you guys on course. And like I said, you just have to rotate characters, that's all.
And don't most people watch it like all at once, like the end of the week anyway?
Sometimes, yeah. Right.
They binge
watch it. So.
And literally, it's like I think I did it once. It's like a 2 hours? No, how'd it go? It's like 2.5 hours.
Which isn't...
Then with all the commercials out, It was like an hour and a half, right. Something like that.
It's right. Easy.
It's easy.
It's an easy watch.
It's easy. I do. It's easy. I just want to bring up something right now because it's just part of fashion and stuff. Black Panther's done like $500 million this first. I mean, so thank you. I'm so happy about that. So it's unbelievable. He's seen it.
Well,
he said it's wonderful.
I love that
it's
picture.
So good.
Yeah, the picture. I know the picture.
That's a great photo.
So good. Y'all have to see it. It's so good. It.
Now, there's some controversy that came up, and this is a fashion thing because people are actually dressing in African clothes.
Yeah.
And I'm like, it's no different than people dressing in Star Trek costumes, like the Star Trek.
What's the controversy?
Oh, all these black folks dressing up in like they're coming to America and all this stuff. And I'm like, I've gone to Bollywood films where people dress in, you know, sarabis and things. They dress in the traditional
Harry
dress.
Harry Potter.
Right, Harry Potter.
And Kate.
That's a great example.
Exactly.
That's
so I understand example. Where yeah. I mean, this controversy, it's a lot of controversy about it. Like, but I think it's so wonderful that people are deciding to be Afrocentric.
Absolutely.
With a film that is African-centric.
Like, when's the last time we had the opportunity to do this? Was it Coming to America?
Yeah, that's it. That's it.
It's like 1980.
Whatever it was a long time ago.
No, I think it's beautiful. I think it's beautiful. I think it's fun. I think it's a culture's way of doing the same exact thing that you do in any other movie. No, I think it's great.
I think I've seen some beautiful. I have some friends who are fellow hosts here who went dressed in beautiful, just the colors and the jewelry.
What I love about fashion is its expression.
Absolutely.
It's an expression of the individual.
Yes.
Yeah.
It is.
Celebrate it. Encourage it. Support it. Appreciate it. So I don't understand this controversy.
Me either. And also, fashion, it makes statements. It can make statements.
Yeah.
And I'm dying for another fashion show, folks. Come on, Bold and Beautiful.
Yes.
Do another fashion show.
I have to say, I did extra work once on BET.
Oh, you did?
And it was a fashion show.
Oh, you did it? Was it long
amazing.
Hours? Was it long hours?
No, they're so good.
What, do you remember what...
Oh boy!
Show it was or what fashion show?
I think it was when Maya. It was one of Maya's shows. What was?
Was it with the other transgender?
It was with the other transgender.
Oh,
women.
Oh, we were there together.
Yes. Together. Yeah. That's so funny. Okay, wow, I remember that.
Yeah.
One.
Yeah.
And just like everything was like clockwork. So
it
wasn't
it's
super
like
long.
A machine.
It is
it's
a machine.
Like a machine.
Yeah.
And that's what I love about the soap world.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So for you coming in, let's for a second talk to you for a second.
Yeah.
You coming in, so you came in, because you know, I've done an extra work too before, but you come in, they tell you, this is your area, you stay in.
Right.
We're going to, we call you on the set, we'll call you at this, and they're just like,
boom, 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 boom. Like clockwork.
Wow.
I always say, if you can do a soap as an actor,
oh, I'm sure.
You can do anything.
Oh, I'm sure.
You can do anything.
Oh.
It's like boot camp.
It's fast.
Yeah.
Right. It's really fast. And on Bold, you know, the rehearsal is really just blocking. So if you can really dial it in and do it at Bold, the second you do any other show or movie, it's like they're moving in slow motion.
Now, I want to ask you a question. Now, on Guiding Light, those last couple of years, Ellen Wheeler was the producer, right?
Yeah.
Weren't you guys doing handheld cameras and stuff?
Bro, that was even faster.
the light's coming down. The light's coming down.
We did handheld cameras, Canon XHA1s.
Oh my gosh.
Hey.
And we shot, what was really cool, we shot on location.
That's what I heard.
In PPAC, New Jersey. All our sets were four wall sets.
Oh my God.
So it was like, it felt like we were shooting independent film every day.
Wow.
I loved it. I know that some of the vets hated it. But I loved it because I was like, man, we're all on an even playing field right now.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's like, it doesn't matter if you've been here for 30 years or been here for 2 years. We're all doing this for the first time now.
Wow.
And it just allowed the performances to be a little bit more simpler and more subtle because the camera's like
right there.
And
small.
Because we're in a really small room too. No, I loved it. It was, and to be outside for real.
Yeah.
And I had a scene with Rob Bogue, who played Mallet.
Yes,
and, like,
I remember.
We're sitting on the train tracks.
Wow.
And I'm picking up like rocks and throwing it as we're having a conversation. It seems like I get to do stuff.
Yeah,
you can't do that on a set. So I
didn't ask you this last time. I want to ask you, can you give me one just wonderful tidbit about Kim Zimmer?
Bro.
Oh,
I love her so much.
I love Kim. Let me think. Let me think.
I love her so much. She seems like she's a down-to-earth gal. She's a real broad.
Yeah,
oh,
exactly.
She is.
Real broad.
Exactly.
But she's also similar, like Torsten. She's that teammate, that team player, you know? She's amazing in that way. You never, working with her, you never walked on and felt like, it's Kim Zimmer.
Mm.
It's
okay.
No, she's like that person that's
in the trenches.
In the trenches. It's like, let's go. Let's dig deep. And I support you. I got your back. And no, I love it. And the story about Kim is just, You just always feel like she was on your team. You never felt like being judged by somebody who's been here for a while. No, Kim was amazing. I love Kim.
Love that.
I want to meet you, Kim, one day. I want to meet you. I totally want to meet you one day. She's a total. I mean, I've been very fortunate in my 3-year career to meet a lot of daytime divas who are just so wonderful. That's one person I would
ask her questions like, "What's your acting technique?" And she would like.
Tell you?
Yeah, tell me. Yeah. Tell me, like, this is what I do. This is what I think. And, you know, as a young guy, it was
that
great.
Generosity.
Oh, so, but they were all so generous.
I want to tell people, I've been in the soap business for 3 years. A lot of the actors I'm seeing on all these shows are really just great.
Yeah.
Well, I think there's a weeding out process. Because when you have a show that's been on for Bold and the Beautiful 30 years, yes. Guiding Light, it was like
60-something.
You know, I mean, with radio included, like, it's even longer. It's like, you're not going to last here for that long if you're a jerk. Mm. It's just not going to work. Right. Eventually, you'll go. So the people that's like, when we're talking about John McCook, it's like, he's the most like amazing person in the world. But of course you are. You've been here for so long. If they hated you, you would have been gone. They wouldn't have built the show around you.
That's true.
So you have like the best people. And I mean, I've been very fortunate. I can't speak for the other shows, but Bold and the Beautiful and Guiding Light have some of the most amazing people involved.
Well, I'll tell you, I've had many of you guys on the show, and everybody's just super nice. But I met Heather Tom. I had her on the show.
Man.
And she is a down-home girl, too.
Look.
She's like, where's the drinks, James? I'm like, okay, I got the drinks going.
Heather Tom is...
She like, is down home.
I would love for like Katie and Heather to have a scene.
Katie,
they are completely different. Heather be like, get your crap together, Katie. No, Heather's great. And I would also ask her a million questions because she's directing and stuff. So I'm like, Heather, like, what do you do here? What do you do there? How do you do it? And she just gave me all the information.
Yeah.
Great.
Oh, she was super sweet on the show. And yeah, she's directed episodes of Bold and the Beautiful. She's just like, again, she's won like 5 or 6 Emmys at this point. I mean, I was kind of like first like, how's she gonna be? And she was like, hi. And we just like hung out. She looked really pretty, but she was down. She was down home.
Yeah.
And she told great stories about Bold and Beautiful. She did some great behind the scenes stuff.
I mean, because it looks glamorous,
yes.
But we're in a freezing cold studio.
Oh, really? Oh, that's so funny.
I mean, it looks like kind of like a warehouse outside the sets. So it's like, it looks glamorous, but we're like, we're in the thick.
It looks easy, and it's not.
Yeah.
Really? Wow. You guys are at Television City, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right there.
And Young and the Restless is across
right
the hall.
Right across the hall. Man. And Price is Right, like down the street, down the hall.
They make it hard sometimes. Really? Because when we have to shoot, like, the outside patio scenes, it has to be early enough because their roar is so loud, it messes up our audio.
Oh, my God.
So we have to, like, strategically.
I have no idea.
That's crazy.
You know, people getting free stuff, they start going nuts. And we're trying to have a scene on the patio, you know. I'm shirtless. I haven't eaten for, like.
Yeah, you guys do. You guys do, yeah.
And it's, like, all the same patio.
I love it. That's fine. But we know that you guys are all in the same house, the same building. But I didn't know how close you guys were.
Really close.
So do you see all the rest of people like walking
all
by?
All the time.
That's so funny.
Posse Brighton, because you know they shoot an hour show,
right?
So they're there before us and they're after us.
Oh, wow.
So we walk in the hall. Hey, what's going on, man? I said, what time did you get here? I'm like 1:00. He's like, forget you, man. Oh, we see each other all the time.
He's doing great work on Russell Street right now.
Oh yeah, he's great.
He's a great actor. But talk about child actor up to now. Yeah.
And just like another cool dude. God, this is a really great guy.
So you never crossed over to Young and the Restless?
No, yeah. I never got a chance.
I know a few guys have, but I don't think you have.
I love to. It was really fun over there.
We have fun, you know, guys. Well, you guys, that's our show. It goes by fast.
What happened?
It goes by fast. Is there anything you ever wanted to ask him about before we go? Is there anything else you wanted to ask him?
No, I'm glad you brought up the writing scenario. So I hope there's going to be more of that.
Yeah.
What about directing?
Ooh, yeah.
Oh man, I'm not ready yet.
No, you think about it though.
Yeah, I mean, what they do, because it's not just creative. Mm-hmm. It's like rocket science.
Oh, wow.
Because like, Bold and the Beautiful, I think is a little different than some of the other shows where our cameras move a lot.
Oh,
like
okay.
if you notice when you watch the scenes, notice like you'll get these different angles that is more than just three cameras just shooting at one time. Yeah. So there's a lot of like. Synchronization and stuff,
choreography,
but then also being there for the actors. I'm like, I'd have to study this massively before I even want to pitch myself. You know,
that's so funny.
Yeah. We want to see you branch out.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, everyone here, basically, throughout this whole chat role, I've been seeing screenings of he is gorgeous, he is good looking,
thank you.
He is hot. He is gorgeous. He is good looking. It's all in here. The most you just know that everybody just thinks, you know, hot black man here sitting here today.
Thank you.
Hot man sitting here today. You know, working it out. Working on his soap. Thank you for being on the show again.
Yeah, thank you so much, man.
This is fun.
Yes,
man.
You're welcome back anytime. One day, I'd love to have you and Carla on together.
And we can talk about wedlock.
Yes.
We can talk about wedlock, which is what we're working on. It's amazing. Okay. Oh, that'd be great.
No, so you're welcome back anytime. So get her and we'll come back on.
Oh, definitely.
So tell people in that camera where they can actually find you on social media.
Okay, on social media, I'm on Twitter as L Saint Victor. On Instagram, I'm L Saint Vic. You spell out the Saint, S-A-I-N-T. And Facebook, Lawrence Saint Victor.
Tammy.
And you can find me on Twitter at Tammy Govea, Instagram Tammy_Govea.
Right. You guys, thank you so much for you guys who are in here. You can just come back and follow us all the time. I appreciate all the support you guys give. All the Facebook Bold and Beautiful groups. I want to give a shout out to them.
Yeah.
Because you guys share my shows, you share it out there, you share what's going on. You guys are strong, very opinionated. I love you guys very much. Guys are out there. I'm James Law Jr. Follow me where all James Law Jr.'s are. And that's at James Law Jr. That simple. You can't not miss me. I'm the only one. Trust me. And I love you guys. We'll see you next time.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.